Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, the list continues of those that would not be Mechuyav Achaymish. If a non-Kayan, Hamachal, feeds as Bonav Aktanim, his small children, he calls them in for breakfast, puts down the cereal, then he goes, uh-oh, by mistake he gave them Trum. That's a Vodav, or his Evet Kanani, Bein Gedoylem, Bein Ketan. Now, they don't have money to pay. They're not b'nei chiyuvaninu. But they weren't supposed to eat truma. And Eved Kanani is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyev in. And just like a woman who's a zara cannot eat truma, they weren't allowed to eat truma either. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayitra Oichel, if someone eats b'shoigeg trumas chutz la'aretz. What does this mean, trumas chutz la'aretz? Tfuah that grows in Lakewood, in Barapak, in Muncie, in Williamsburg. Is it mechuyev in truma? And the answer is definitely not. However, during the times of Bayis Rishon, the Nevi'im were Mesakein. They should be Mafresh Trumasi Maisres in Bavel. During the times of Bayis Sheni, the Chacham were Mesakein to be Mafresh Trumasi Maisres in the lands that were near Eretz Yisrael. Tzrayim, Amon, Moav. That Trum, of course, is only Midrabanan. Although in regard to some things, there were Machmer with that Trum like a Deraisa. For example, if it gets mixed up with Chul, you need 100 to be Mevatalit. But not when it comes to Chaymish. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Vo'echel, and if someone eats b'shoigeg, pachas me'kazayis, less than a kazayis of truma, in all these cases, the din is, b'shalom is a karen. You have to pay back the karen, because whenever you take something that belongs to someone else, you have to pay it back, and the truma belongs to the kayan, but ve'ena m'shalom is a chaymish, one need not pay the chaymish. But the shlumen, what you do pay back in terms of the karen, chulin stays chulin, unlike when you eat a b'shoigeg, when you pay back the payrus, it becomes truma. Here it stays chulin. And because it's only a monetary obligation, so here too, imrotza koyin limchal, if the koyin wants to be meichel, he could be meichel. Because unlike, as we explained, when you eat truma b'shoigeg, the Torah wants the truma replaced. There are other factors over here besides for just paying back the koyin. That's why the koyin can't be meichel. The person needs a kapara and so on. At least as much as the chaymish is concerned. But over here, it's just strictly paying back what you stole, even though you did it by mistake. It belongs to the kohen, you have to pay it back. It's just a monetary obligation. In these cases, again, someone feeds his children, his avodim, trumas chutz la'aretz, or he eats less than a kazayis. In all these cases, imratza kohen limchel, if the kohen wants to be meichel, he can be meichel. He can say, just forget it, you don't have to pay me.